Welcome back to the July 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and we've got our guest this month. I forgot your name. This is horrible. I did this
Courtney,
last month.
Courtney Beck.
Courtney Beck. Thank you
for
much.
And we should ask, while we're on here, you know, her dad owns Ace Realty, so, or not Ace Realty.
Ace Hardware.
Sorry, I missed that. But, and our sponsor is Montgomery Realty. But, maybe we should have Ace Hardware sponsor. Why aren't they sponsoring our show?
We're always welcoming sponsors here in the Mike Moore Show. However, I believe we'll be with none by the time the 60
this
minutes.
This might be it?
Maybe
Facebook will sponsor us now.
I doubt that. Speaking of that, we are live streaming this month's recording of the program on Facebook, which if you're listening to us here on Saturday, that's not going to do you any good. But for those that are watching us right now live on Facebook on Thursday afternoon, if you've got a question that you'd like to ask of any one of us, go ahead and post it in the comments, and we will certainly try to address that. We've just got Jessica saying that this is a great idea, and that's about as far. What does your
you don't have
say?
To read that.
Okay, all right.
We'll just keep that there.
Let's start with Clean Slate Day, Mike.
All right, yeah, Clean Slate Day. We talked about this, I think it was last month on the show, that we were planning to do this. As I said, Courtney is in charge of Clean Slate Day, so she's been working hard. We've been coming up with forms, but we're going to do this on August 11th. It's a Thursday. We're going to do it in the morning, 8:30 to noon. So if anybody wants to partake in that anybody that's eligible, they can come in to the courthouse, to our office. And we'll kind of have a process that Courtney's coming up with, where people come in and kind of tell us what their charges were, what year. We'll get some information from them. We'll have to verify that at the clerk's office. We might have to run their criminal record just to make sure we know what we're dealing with. And then we'll complete the forms for them. And we have the judge on standby. Judge Erickson's been really good. We talked to him. He's on board, so he'll be around to sign the orders. And if all goes as planned, it should be a fairly quick process. People could come in, give us their information. We'll fill out the paperwork, get a judge ordered to sign the order, and their records will be expunged. And it's limited, again, it's pretty limited in South Dakota on who can be expunged, but it's a person that has been arrested and either charges weren't filed, the entire case was dismissed, or they were acquitted at trial.
Oh, did you have more? Or?
No, I mean, but that's kind of what it is. So if you, and a lot of people that we've got a few calls on this, and there's questions, and we have on our Facebook page, we have the flyer, and Courtney went through and came up with 20 frequently asked questions to try to answer people's questions on what it is. There is a cost associated with this. There's a $70 filing fee. She's still working on a form that maybe people can fill out to try to get that fee waived. We also are looking for sponsors. We haven't been able to find any sponsors yet that might help offset some of the filing fees for those individuals. But that's who we're dealing with. So it's limited to people that were arrested, not charged, the entire file was dismissed, or they were acquitted at trial. And that's who we're trying to get their arrest records expunged.
So, Courtney, talk a little bit about a person who's met the criteria that Mike was talking about. They come into the office, you know, walk them through the process.
Well, as of right now, we're trying to figure out the best way to set it up to make it the most efficient, because there's a couple different steps we'll have to take. First, we'll have to get a case filing fee, or the case filing statement plus the fee, so the case can actually be opened and put in the system. And then they have to fill out their motion for expungement. And when we do that, we'll have to run their record to make sure that the entire case was dismissed, or there weren't charges filed, or it was acquitted at trial. And then I believe it's been at least 1 year since the date of these. So it has to be at least 1 year old. So if you were arrested last week and weren't charged at this time, we wouldn't be able to do anything
about
that.
Probably not going to apply for you, unfortunately.
They'd have to hit Clean Slate 2017, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be stations set up so you can serve multiple people at the same time?
As of right now, I think that's what we're shooting for. Nothing is permanent as of right now as to what's going to be done, but I think that's the way it would be most efficient. And we do have ladies in our office who are notaries, so then that will be very helpful because many of the forms have to be notarized, so then we can just handle that all right there too. And then take everything up to the clerk's office, get that filed, speak with the judge, get it signed, and then get that filed.
So then how soon would that take effect? When you talk about having the judge sign it, I mean, is it effective immediately at that point?
Yeah, it would be effective immediately, but it might take some time for that to go through UJS and get it to be removed from the record. So the order would affect, once the order is signed and filed, it's in effect, but there would be probably some time delay, and I don't know how much it would take to get that record actually expunged.
And it's important to note here, too, for either one of you, that just because it has been expunged, it's not necessarily vanished completely. Law enforcement still has access to that.
That's correct. Yeah, law enforcement would still have access to that record, but it wouldn't be available to, employers, things like that, that if you're going to get a job, if you're asked, have you ever been arrested for anything, you can write no if your record has been expunged, and you're given that authority to do that under our law.
Very good. Again, you're listening to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and office intern. Is that the appropriate title? Or
sure.
Intern, yeah. Courtney.
Courtney, back. Courtney, thanks a lot for coming in. I apologize for the heat in the studio, but when you've got like five computers in the room the size of a bathroom, it gets a little warm. So you're living the radio
experience. Let's talk about your record, Zach.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were going to do. So,
right. So we used Zach as a guinea pig to see. He had a little brush with the law back in 2001.
Yep, 2001, as my now ex-wife, and trust me, this is not the reason why she's an ex-wife anymore. She was pregnant with our daughter, Taylor, and as a pregnant woman will occasionally do, have a craving, and ironically enough, as we tape this on Miracle Treat Day with Dairy Queen and everyone's getting blizzards, she absolutely had to have a box of Dilly Bars. I was the only one working at the time. I wrote a check. That check may or may not have gone through, and eventually it made it to the courts, and I did plead guilty to an insufficient check charge.
Right, and that would be a Class 2 misdemeanor. And Zach was convicted. So that's something. What we were talking about, he wouldn't be eligible for Clean Slate Day, as we talk about, because you've been convicted of that. But what happens with your record is, because the law is out there that any Class 2 misdemeanor is going to be automatically cleaned off your record by UJS after 10 years. So yours is more than 10 years old. So it would be wiped off your record. And in fact, we, with your permission, I ran your criminal record, and you are clean.
Thank you.
Clean slate for Zach. So his brush with the law. And obviously you had to have paid all your fines, all the restitution had to have been made. You had to serve your sentence or whatever conditions you were had. You had to fulfill those conditions.
I believe it was probation for a year. And I definitely didn't, do anything. I think I drove under 5 miles an hour that entire from the right. Speed limit. I didn't drive 5 miles an hour the whole time for, 360 days. But
so that's something that people can change. So if people see the law that and this is something brand new as of July 1st. So, and we talked to UJS, or Courtney did, and they explained that they went through a process, or are going through a process, to have these things cleaned off your record. And in your case, it must have worked. So
cleaned off.
It wasn't on your record. Now, that would still be available to law enforcement in a separate record. But when we run your criminal record here in South Dakota, it came up clean. Your driving history, had a little accident on 2010, which you were denying.
I did not deny that. The date in question is what I had a question with. I remember the accident very clearly because I destroyed my ex-father-in-law's pickup truck.
All right.
But the date said it was supposed to be in April or something, and I did that between Christmas and New Year's. So happy New Year to you, ex-father-in-law.
All right.
But So really what you're saying here is that there's two different ways to be able to have a minor criminal infraction wiped clean. It's through the clean slate day if it's 10 years and older, or it's automatically cleared based on the new law.
Right. If it's class 2 misdemeanor or less, and it's 10 years old, it'll be done by automatically by law. And if you have any questions about that, you can stop in. We could check that for you, make sure it's been done. UJS, as I said, told us that there's a process for that, that they're doing a computer program that should be able to do that. But for clean slate day, in our instance, this is arrest record. So this can be for a class 2 misdemeanor, can be for a class 1 misdemeanor, can be for a felony. If you were arrested for any of those things and you weren't charged, meaning you were arrested by police and the prosecutor reviewed the case and decided that there wasn't enough to bring charges, or for whatever reason they didn't bring charges, that could be wiped off your record, so you wouldn't have any arrest record for that. It could be for a case where you were arrested and charged, and then for whatever reason the charges were dismissed. And a lot of that would be, like in Beadle County, we run a lot of people through a diversion program, the CAP program. So if they were charged, they came in, we offered them the CAP program, they went through the CAP program, and they successfully completed that. The case was dismissed, but it's still, that arrest record would still be on their record. So if they wanted that off their record, they could come to a clean slate day, or they could do it on their own, and that record should be expunged because the whole case was dismissed. And the other thing would be is if you went to trial, say you had a speeding ticket, or if you had a possession of a petty theft ticket or something, and you went to trial and it was a class 1 misdemeanor and the judge found you not guilty, or the jury found you not guilty, that equals you were acquitted, and you would be eligible to have that all wiped off your record or cleaned off your record for public consumption or employment purposes and stuff like that. So that it's as I said, it's very limited. It's for people that have been arrested, not charged, arrested, dismissed, or arrested and acquitted. Now, the 10-year thing is for people that were convicted, but that's automatically done by UJS.
All right, very good. Well, and good luck with that. As that's coming up again, what's the date and the times on that?
August 11th, 8:30 to noon. Again, like what Courtney talked about, we don't know how many people might come. We don't know. We might get a big response. We might get a little response. It's just something that we thought we should give a try at and see what happens. And sometimes those arrest records can stand in the way of someone getting a job. And actually, we're going through a case now. This individual that went to Huron University was arrested. His total case was dismissed. It's preventing him from getting some type of job out in California, moving up in his profession. And he's actually in law enforcement, so he's moving up in his profession, and he can't because he was arrested for this charge. And so he's going through this process with us, and he's kind of our, like Zach was, he's our guinea pig. So we're using him to make sure we get the forms right, get it filed, make sure we're doing this correctly before we get to the 11th, so everything runs smoothly. But help that person out, was never convicted, was charged, never convicted, with charges were dismissed, and he wants to move up. So we're hopefully going to be able to help him out, and he's going to move up in his profession and go on with his life.
We're going to stretch this segment out here just a few more minutes to get to 15 minutes. And, you know, part of this too, Mike, is I think kind of reiterating the fact that you're out to hold people accountable, but not necessarily destroy their life.
Absolutely. And that's some of the things. And if you look at that, this is arrest. I mean, you were arrested but never convicted. And I think most people would agree that if that's the case, you should have a clean slate. You should be able to go forward. I mean, you were never convicted of a crime. So I think most people agree with that, and we're just trying to help them get there. Because as I have a first-year law student going through the paperwork, and she can talk about this, it's not the easiest paperwork to fill out. No. It's hard to find case numbers and get this information. So by us providing this, this expungement's been around for a couple of years, and I think UJS told me it was last year or something. I think it had been around 3-4 years, and there was like 37 filings in those years. Well, so that kind of sent me a message like, man, why isn't this being utilized more? So we wanted to do that, but like I said, Courtney's been working on that paperwork, and it's not as easy as you might think, even for a first-year law student.
Are you going to be glad when it's over?
Maybe.
You are listening to the July 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
The Mike Moore Show brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron. We're back with more after this.